My guest today on the White Coat Investor podcast is Eric Wright, who is an emergency physician, as well as the founder of 1099 Tax Doctor, one of the tax strategizing firms that we've partnered with here at the White Coat Investor. Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, you're a doc, like so many of the people listening to this podcast. What made you decide you wanted to start a company like this to help docs reduce their taxes?
Like anything else in entrepreneurship, I just kind of stumbled into it along the way. So I knew from an early age I wanted to be a doctor, but I also was very entrepreneurial. I started a lawn care company when I was 11 years old and hired my 9-year-old neighbor to be my employee and made enough money to buy a few Super Nintendo games. when I went to medical school, I started day trading because I went to a state subsidized school. And of course, you could get a lot of subsidized loan money. And I didn't need it all because the tuition was pretty cheap, actually. But I said, well, heck, I have access to it and it's cheap. So I just took it all and I started day trading. And this was back in, 2005, 2006. It was Ameritrade, I think, was the platform I was on before they merged with TD Waterhouse. $10 a trade. I actually had this scheme where I organized a lot of students in my med school class. So there was, first and second years, all lectures, right? So it was 7 to 12, five hours of lecture, 5 days a week. You need 25 students to commit to an hour to take notes for you. And then you can miss the lectures and you can day trade. And then you get a nice compiled notes sent out to you and read the text and you're all prepared for the test, you know? So third year, kind of cut that out because of rotations. And then fourth year, I got really, really lucky. September of 2008 happened when the market crashed. I think a lot of people that were around remember that. And I remember I had kind of parked all my day trading monies that I had made in this little company. I think it's Secure Computing, I think was the name of it. A company out of California does antivirus software or something. I thought they were really undervalued. And I just kind of parked a lot of money there. And I was doing a rotation with a family doc up in Northeast Georgia. And an older guy close to retirement. And I remember that day the market crashed. He was just kind of ignoring his morning patients and just focused on CNN, just, watching his accounts take a big hit. Poor guy. And I was thinking, wow, I made a really big mistake. This was not a White Coat Investor approved trading strategy I was involved in. But wouldn't you know it, that day, Norton Antivirus announced they were buying this company for a 20% over the stock price. And so I got bailed out by sheer luck. But then so went to residency and finished residency. And I loved being an ER doctor. But I also knew that statistically, I was not going to love being an ER doctor forever. In fact, in 5 or 10 years, I might not like it so much, as is kind of the case with a lot of ER doctors find themselves in. And so I decided what I really need is some passive income. I need to build some, I want to open a business so I can build some passive income. And then, sometime down the road, if I'm not enjoying the job as much anymore, I can cut back or even maybe, retire early. And so I got out of residency and I was in Augusta, Georgia with my lovely wife, Jenna. And the problem with starting a business is I'm a full-time doctor. I can kind of put some capital into it from the money I'm making. But my wife is also a full-time, she was an on-air meteorologist for one of the affiliates in Augusta. And she actually got offered a promotion to go down to Miami and do the morning weather at one of the major networks down there. And so we had a choice to make. We can move to Miami. I can be an ER doctor in Florida. Sounds great. Glamorous in Miami. Live it up. But, she would have to be up at 2 a.m. every morning, getting her hair and makeup done, getting down to the station, being on air by 6, have her graphics ready. And that's just not the kind of lifestyle if we both wanted to have a big family. We wanted to have kids, and it's not the best lifestyle to try and raise a family. And you need a full-time overnight childcare person. And so we decided she would actually quit. And she said, yep, I'm just going to quit TV. And we're going to open a company. And we had some friends in Augusta that owned a payroll company and it was an interesting business model. Payroll has easy startup costs, low capital, low overhead. And we had friends that did it and they said, we'll teach you how to do it. Just you can't do it here. You got to go somewhere else. So we moved to Charleston and opened a payroll company. And then Jenna actually kind of got it off the ground and hired the people and got the people in place. And that company did really, really well in Charleston. We wound up having hundreds of clients, small business clients, some that had as many as 800 or 1,000 employees. And then sometime around 2017, when you get into entrepreneurship and you get into business, you start seeing where the demand is in the market. You start seeing where the demand is. And you start thinking like, well, heck, I can supply that demand and make some money doing that. And so you start to see these things. And that's why I tell people, like, if you're thinking about business, just take the plunge and just go with an idea and try it out. And you're going to see things. You might not succeed in this idea, but you might find another area where you can kind of see where the market's going. But, at around 2017 or so, I was an ER doctor working full time. I was 1099. I think I was making out of residency. I was making around $420,000, typical ER doctor kind of salary and paying $125,000-ish in income taxes, pretty common. And then I started working some more shifts and I was making more money. And I finally met with an accountant friend. He was just a buddy. And he was like, why don't you have an S-Corp set up? And I was like, well, I had a couple tax preparers tell me it just wasn't worth it. He was like, well, look at your return. It's going to save you like $7,000 a year. It's like, well, you don't like money? I'm like, no, I do like money. And he's like, well, why don't you have a cash balance plan? I'm like, I've never heard of that. And he's trying to explain it. And it's just like in one ear, out the other. Like, I don't know what this is. It sounds really complicated and expensive. But, I kind of sat down and figured this stuff out and put it all in place. And next thing you know, making more money, I was paying half the tax bill. And as I figured out, oh, wow, when you're at 1099, you can pay a lot less in taxes using very vanilla stuff. Like, you don't have to get crazy aggressive or do anything fancy, but it is kind of hard to set all this stuff up. And I kind of helped several other docs at my hospital in Charleston get their S-Corps and cash balance plans and 199A deduction that in 2017 had just come out, set that all up, and they saved a bunch of money. And I realized, well, I shouldn't do this for free, right? If you're good at something, don't never do it for free. So I can start a business this way. And so at that point, I was working with a really good tax attorney out of a very stable firm and real whiz with taxes. And I was working with a good TPA, a third-party administrator for my cash balance plan. And they were really good. And I had a fiduciary SEC registered wealth manager, very familiar with pension plans and overfunding and underfunding and how to handle rates of return and that sort of stuff. And so I had kind of all the pieces in place. And we owned a payroll company, so you can have the S-Corp payroll component. And so what if I just kind of combined all this together and made it like a one-stop shop? So I can take a 1099 doc, a higher earning 1099er, and without charging them an arm and a leg, I can just set up their LLC and do their S election or even a retro S election if they need that. And then we can get their withholding accounts and handle their payroll. We just do it as a single annual payroll. Simple. Set up their cash balance plan and get that done and have someone manage it for a robo-advisor level fee and just kind of make it kind of like affordable and like easy and just a flat price and just save a lot of money on taxes. And so that's what we did. That's what 1099 Tax Doctor came out of, kind of a joint venture of several different financial professionals that were all basically, the people I use personally, like to manage all my money and to like handle all my taxes. And I've seen the results and I know they're good people. And so I can kind of just negotiate prices and kind of, get a good deal and kind of make sure people aren't getting overcharged or ripped off. And so that's kind of what it came out of.
So when somebody wants to hire a 1099 tax doctor to help them lower their tax bill, do they talk to you? Who do they talk to?
Yeah, I do a consultation. I ask people, please go to our website. There's a little more information link. If you fill that out, it goes right to me. And that gives me all the information to know if it would be a good fit. We typically take clients that make, at least 100K of 1099. We don't really, do taxes, so to speak. We don't just crank out tax returns. If someone needs that done and they're sufficiently complicated, I can refer them just directly to the CPA the tax attorney that I work with. Of course, if you're straight W-2, you don't need that, but for folks that have like a lot of 1099, yeah, they come right to me. I'll kind of go over everything, kind of explain everything, answer any questions, make sure it's a good fit. I talk to everyone that signs up with us, and we kind of focus on taking people that we kind of know we can save on taxes.
And I've seen some of the some of the marketing material for 1099 Tax Doctor, and you talk about saving people on average about $40,000 a year.
Yeah, it's obviously different for everybody, but you can look at it and say, well, for the average doc, let's say you're making $400,000 to $600,000. That's kind of the sweet spot. A lot of my clients are ER doctors because that's typically the salary range. And private equity is now in emergency medicine, and a third of ER doctors are 1099s. But if you take an S-Corp is going to save you somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 in self-employment tax. You take a cash balance plan, you plop 100K into it. That right there is going to save you $30,000 to $40,000 in income tax. You optimize the 199A deduction by getting your adjusted gross below the limit using the cash balance plan. That's another deduction right there. So it's when you know how kind of how they make their money and how much they're making and how much 1099 they have, it's actually pretty straightforward to be like, yep, your S-Corp cash balance plan 1099A, that's going to save you, ballpark X. And it's a pretty simple thing to kind of look at and be like, yep, it's straightforward.
Now, obviously, with the cash balance plan, that's tax-deferred money. That's
correct.
You're in the end, you're only going to save some fraction of that amount. But the rest of it, of course, the 199A, that's yours to keep.
Absolutely.
So are the payroll savings,
yep.
Payroll tax savings.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, while I'm not sure we recommend your pathway, right? You know, I don't know that we should be, investing money where we told the government we're going to use for school on the promissory note or day trading. We're big fans of saving money on taxes. And we've been talking about cash balance plans and S-Corps and 199A deductions for a long, long time here at the White Coat Investor. And a lot of people do. They just need someone to walk them through the process, through their specific situation. So that's pretty awesome. All right. Well, a lot of people that hire tax strategists start hearing about interesting techniques. I don't want to necessarily call them gray or borderline or whatever techniques, but there's lots of interesting tax saving techniques out there that sometimes end up being a little bit of an audit lottery. How does your firm feel about these sort of techniques, whether they're land conservation easements or whether, the one I got an email about today was somebody that was going to be doing some sort of an options technique to try to generate some losses, et cetera. Do you guys look into those? Do you help people with those? Do you advise against those? What's the thought for you guys?
Not our bag. I don't advise it one way or the other. People have different levels of risk tolerance. And so I would look at it that way. If you have a high level of risk tolerance and it makes sense in your financial situation to try something like that, go for it. Not our bag. Basically, I kind of really limit working with clients that kind of using, things that carry a substantial majority opinion. Let's put it that way. So, S-Corp for payroll taxes, tax-deferred retirement plans, maximizing your 199A deduction. And then, if you're making $400,000-$600,000, just with that alone, you're getting your effective tax rate down close to single digits. I did it myself, So you don't need to get anything crazy exotic. If you're making $1 million+, you can still do what we're talking about and save, a bunch of money, but probably not a good fit for our firm. We stay away from kind of stuff like that and just use kind of simple, proven strategies that are going to work for anyone that has the same kind of financial situation.
Very cool. Okay. So if someone wants to get in touch with 1099 Tax Doctor, what's the easiest way to do that?
Easiest way, just go right on the website, 1099taxdoctor.com, and there's a request more info. You just fill that out. It's going to ask you a bunch of questions that allows me to see if, hey, would this be a good fit for our company? That does not put you, I swear, it does not put you on any sort of mailing list. The only thing I'm using this for is I'll shoot you a text message and be like, hey, it's me, really me. It's not a bot. Like, I looked at your stuff and like, hey, you'd be a good fit. I think let's schedule a time to talk.
Very cool. Eric, thank you so much for your time, for being willing to come on, and for doing what you're doing for doctors.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.